You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. We have a great listener story to share with you today. Looking forward to meeting Millie and sharing her story with you. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me today is Millie Palmer. She's a KFUO listener and recently called in to share her story with us, and I wanted to share it with you today. Millie, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Yes, thank you, Andy. It's really a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to share with your listeners all that God has done for us in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Looking forward to learning more about who you are. I know you've shared a little bit with me that KFUO has become a new part of your daily routine. I want to talk about that in just a minute. But before we share about how KFUO has shaped your life, share with us the story of Millie Palmer. Tell us about who you are, where you come from, and then we'll learn more about how your day is shaped by KFUO.
Yes, well, thank you very much. I make my home here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm a member of Grace Lutheran Church in Henderson, Nevada, which is maybe 20 minutes southeast of Las Vegas. So my husband, first of all, I just wanted to say, Andy, as you already know, my husband passed away in August of this year. After 34 glorious years of marriage, we had to part ways, and he's in the arms of Jesus Christ, his soul. But he was pivotal in telling me about the Savior, because prior to getting married, which was in my late 20s, he was in his late 30s, I was a practicing Sunni Muslim. I was a Muslim. I, you know, became indoctrinated. Someone at a previous place of employment had told me that my true religion was Islam and that I needed to embrace the practices of the religion in order to be saved. What we know as good Lutherans, the law doesn't save, it condemns. It only shows us what we're unable to do, and then it can never be used to appease God's demand for righteousness. That comes only through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I was very fluent in Quran. I taught myself Arabic, how to chant the verses and the prayers. It's called Salat in Arabic. It's prayer. Five times a day it's prescribed, you do it. Or you're that place where you need suntan lotion, a lot of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Anyway, so my husband told me about Jesus. And you know what? I was listening and I was tortured inside because I admitted myself. I'm in world's like, well, you know, he talks about how he was born the, you know, eighth day of Benjamin, a Pharisee of Pharisees. And, you know, I was touching the law. So I was pretty anxious because the law doesn't save. So I always had this, like, have I done enough to please Allah? You know, will he throw me into hellfire? Then I got to kind of, you know, bake a little bit there. And then I kind of get out and maybe, you know, go to paradise. So after studying the Quran and comparing it to Holy Spirit, the person of Christ, because he's the central focus of the entire scriptures. And in the Quran, he's only a prophet. And in fact, a lesser prophet than Muhammad, which, you know, makes me shudder to think that I only believed that at one time. But there's mercy and forgiveness with God through Christ. So anyway, after being thoroughly convinced that Muhammad was not a prophet of God, I embraced the Christian faith. And happy to say I'm a stodgy, crotchety Lutheran now. You know, I have been for well over 30 years. And I'm proud of it. Yeah, because the doctrine is so deep. It's unreal. Our confessions really... Do yourself a favor and crack open the reader's edition of the Book of Concord. I just finished reading Luther's Adult Catechism. Ow, like, I'll be real. You know, this is 1,000 times and you'll never fully digest it. So, you know, when I left Islam, I committed what's called in Arabic the sin of shirk. It means they put the death sentence on you. Like, kid, you know, you've just abandoned the faith. Now, the fatwa was not officially put on me, but, you know, it was kind of like, don't come around here anymore if you know it's good for you, kid. You know, think of the spaghetti westerns, you know, put it on. You know, don't come around here anymore. And I'm excited. The older I get, the more KFUO becomes confirming in my confession of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so grateful to this station. Getting back to the passing of my husband, KFUO, why didn't I find you sooner? Like, Andy, where have you been all my life? This station is unreal. You know, I pride myself, you know, in the sense of I love to do a lot of different things. I was a professional singer for 25 years. I sang all over the world. I worked for Holland America Cruise Lines. I was a professional singer. traveled all over the world and, you know, carried, by the grace of God, my Christian faith with me every country, sometimes taught the Bible, even on the cruise ships, because a lot of the crew members, they wanted to know more about Jesus. So this was a great honor for me. But I can tell you now, with my days being less, far less active, took up bodybuilding. That's why that commercial I did for KFUO, I recorded it on the app, you know, and everyone should, if they can have an opportunity to tell their story about what the Savior has done for them. I bodybuild, I take it pretty seriously, you know.
What time does your day start typically?
4 o'clock. Yep, and I'm still working full time. So I get up 4 o'clock in the morning. First thing that goes on is KFUO to listen to the sacred music. And I put my feet on the ground and thank the Heavenly for another day. And in this world, as KFUO continues to remind me over and over again of God's promises in Christ, that He will never leave or forsake me. My salvation doesn't depend on my works or how I'm feeling, nor if I gained a pound of muscle or lost whatever. It's based on the person and work of Christ. This I never heard before when I was a Muslim, or even when, you know, I was baptized into the Roman Catholic Church. And you don't hear that. You don't hear this assurance, this blessed assurance that you hear on KFUO through all of the various programs. Now, I'm a big fan of Oratio. That's when I listen, it's like, unreal. I feel like I've been whisked right into heaven. When I hear it, I stop everything. Everything stops. I even put the weeds down on my... You know, I want to catch it all. I don't want to miss a thing.
You start your morning with KFUO and some weight training, and then with sacred music, and then moving into Oratio. Tell us, where are you by the time you get to Sharper Iron? What does your morning look like?
Yeah, so I start work at 7, and I listen to it for the particular company I work for. They don't watch me or listen to me, you know, listen to what I'm doing. You know, I can, as long as I'm getting in my, you know, my numbers, as long as I'm processing as they ask me to do it. You know, before God and man, we want to always be doing the work. But I do listen to it. But when I find myself getting distracted a little bit, where my, you know, I'm like, what did he say? You know, I just say, okay, Lord, you understand. I have to set this off because your word is a magnet to my soul. You know, I want to just sit and listen, but like, you know, I have to do the work. So all day I listen to it right up until the time I go to bed. Honestly, it's a friend to me, Andy, during these very lonely times I have without my husband being here anymore with me. We have no children. So KFUO is honestly, it sounds cliche, but it's a family. You know, it really is. It's like I know everybody, and I do financially support it. You know, I'm on a widow's pension, as they say. But, you know, I've learned how to live on much less so I can give more, you know, so I can support those ministries that I believe in. And it's an honor and a privilege. This is unreal. I just don't understand, like, why I didn't listen to it years ago. You know, I don't know why.
You mentioned that you listen to sacred music, morning prayer, Oratio, and Sharper Iron. What do these programs provide for you? How do they shape your day? What does it mean when you listen to these programs? How does that shape what your day looks like?
Well, because they're so doctrinally rich, and I am into doctrine. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm a very emotional person. Now, I have emotions, but for me, I really appreciate the programming on KFUO because they're doctrinally sound. They always explain very well the connection between what we're learning in our confessions, our Lutheran confessions, as well as, of course, the Bible. The Word of God is obviously first and foremost in the confession. Additions and adiaphora, you know, that's a big word for some people. It really means however it smells to you. You know, you like wearing a white shirt on Sunday, that's adiaphora. We don't make laws on things like that in the Lutheran Church. But they do. They're very, very down and love Sharper Iron. And I love, one of my favorites is, forgive me, Thy Strong Word. Oh my goodness, that show blows my mind. That is a wonderful program, and people need to listen to that. And I even started listening to the little kid show on Saturday because I train legs on Saturday. That's my leg day. And I started listening to the, you know, this isn't just with kids. This, the show, what's it called? Lamplight?
Lamplighter Theater. Yeah.
A 61-year-old kid. Yeah. I listened to the show and I'm like, yeah, you know, that's cool style. Again, I'm just totally blown away that I never listened to this station before. I discovered it, Andy, if we can get to them, in my opinion, where I discovered this vast treasure, theological preponderance. In the back of the church folder, and then I saw KFUO. I said, oh my, I said, it must be some corny station, like 5 watt, putting up, or like, what did he say? I can't hear, you know. I downloaded the app and I started listening, and I was like, whoa, dude, what's that music? Like, this music is like, sounds like it's coming from heaven. And then I was hearing the programming and I said, wow, like, this is legit. I started telling all my friends, my pastor, the members of my church, a sister in Christ who's straight from the church. She said, I'm not going to church anymore. I don't want to hear about it. I said, listen, let me send you the link. KFUO. Listen, you need to listen. You need to know there's a savior who died for you, and because he wants you back. He never wanted you to leave in the first place. You chose to leave. Now he wants you back. So I sent her KFUO radio ring, the app, so she could listen.
When you share KFUO with friends, what is it that you want them to gain from hearing KFUO?
I want them to gain and know with full assurance the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And what are those promises? The forgiveness of all of your sin through his blood-stained cross and empty tomb. These are the emblems of our faith. These are the proof positive of the assurance that we have before God that we cannot have on the basis of works. I know works righteousness well. I was Muslim. I was a practicing Muslim. So I know what it's like to have to ride or die on your works. Well, guess what? You don't ride on your works. You die on them. Because quite frankly, those when you live by the law, you have to keep it perfectly. God ceases to be just. In his justice, he punished his son for us. So that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. Because him, he who knew no sin, became sin for us. So that we might be the righteousness of God in him, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, coming out of Islam, when you finally come into Christ, and that's all, or which they all are outside of the gospel. As you know, I know, Andy, I'm not trying to, talk you down or anything. I know you already know this. But you have to understand how unbelievably grateful I am to God for bringing me out of the darkness of this religion, Islam, into the light of Christ, who took upon himself all my pain, suffering, shame, everything for me, so that I could be declared totally and completely righteous before God and not trust in works, but in what God has done for us in Jesus. This is what I get when I listen to KFUO.
Amen. And we are so grateful that you have shared this story with us and that you're sharing KFUO with your friends, with your congregation, encouraging them to listen as well. Billy, this is quite a story, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I pray that you will continue to hear the good news of Christ and get to share it with all your friends as well in the coming year. Thanks for being a part of the Coffee Hour today. I really appreciate it.
Complete and utter honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all you do for us. We are so thankful to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God.
If KFUO makes a difference in your life by bringing you daily studies of God's Word, services of the Word, and comfort and joy in the church's song, I ask you to consider making a gift. This ministry is funded by listeners like Millie and like you. Will you make a year-end gift today? You can do that by going to kfuo.org/donate or by calling Mary Schmidt at 314-996-1518. That's 314-996-1518. We'd love to hear from you and make a gift to KFUO today. Thanks for listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.